Barb, a lot of people have no idea why curses come upon them, and the Word of God does say that a curse does not come without a cause.
That's right. There has to be a cause.
Right. A curse causeless does not alight. So when a curse is operating, and I praise God, our people becoming more sophisticated, more understanding, they're sharper, they're starting to say, well, I'm dealing with a curse here. What is the cause of that curse? And, of course, you know we like to teach on root causes, because if we remove the root cause, we can be set free to step into the blessings.
That's right. We were talking about some curses on people, and if you're listening and you're saying, you know, I believe I do see a tendency in my family to, for sickness, say, for instance, or poverty or lack or accidents or suicides, untimely deaths, or there's a lot of strife and confusion in your family, a lot of arguing going on. Those can be a result of curses.
But I also think about miscarriages, shame, anger, affairs, adultery, mm-hmm. pride, jealousy. I mean, the list is probably 10 times longer than what we're giving here.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look at that, and I'm thinking here about this matter of having miscarriages or stillborn deaths. Sometimes that repeats itself in a family, and you need to stop and rebuke that spirit of death that's bringing that on. And sometimes it's not a medical condition primarily. It's more of a spiritual condition, and we need to step over into the spirit world and say, why is this spirit of death taking child after child from our family?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop this thing.
That's right. I see in the New Testament, too, Darren, when Jesus was walking on this earth, when he was healing people, a lot of what we would call healing was casting out demons, was casting out the curses, I believe, in people's lives that were causing them to be sick or bent over or frothing at the mouth. And this is something you need to look at. It's not healing specifically, but it's more of a deliverance ministry. But we have to look at spirits that are causing family tendencies to be the way they are, and it's always resulting in something that's detrimental to us.
You know, some people say, are you telling me that I have a demon, or that my best friend or my mother or dad had a demon or whatever? Let me say it to you this way. I don't believe that you're demon possessed. I believe you're demon oppressed. But it doesn't matter whether the demon is inside of you, sitting on your shoulder, sitting on your ear, yelling in your ear, you know, putting its hands over your eyes or whatever. And what you said is really right on, Barbara. In Matthew 8:16, it says this, and when evening had come, they brought to him, meaning Jesus, many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were ill. And you know, many times when we rebuke a spirit or cast it out or drive it away in the name of Jesus, healing is almost instantaneous.
That's right. And also, if there has been a curse on you, that curse is broken in the name of Jesus. That's the wonderful part. Yes, you may recognize the curses, and you may be totally immersed in it, involved in it, and you're saying, how am I going to get rid of it? But there is a way out. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the way out. Well, in the last hour, we talked about curses that come because of pride, disobedience, and rebellion. And this is a result of in the Garden of Eden, when Eve gave in to pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh. And we mentioned that it's also repeated in 1 John 2:16. And the ground was cursed because of pride, because of the disobedience. And if there is a lot of pride and disobedience in your family's life, that causes curses. And also, Darren,
I want to say something here about cursed is the ground, Genesis 3:17. Cursed is the ground because of your disobedience. Now, they were talking there to an agrarian society, to people that planted crops and
yes. Whatever.
I believe today, cursed is your business or the work of your hands because of your disobedience. Most of you that are listening are not farmers or ranchers, but you're involved in some type of work that doesn't have to do with agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still believe that a curse comes on the work of their hands many times, and you can see that. Job after job, this company closes and they're out of work. I mean, the story goes on and on. And sometimes you say, well, is that my fault? Well, no, but maybe if the curse wasn't active against your life, you wouldn't go to work for those companies that are short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
You would be guided to the right ones through the blessing of the Lord.
That's right. I think of 2 Chronicles 7:14, Darren, when I see about the ground being cursed, is that God does have a way out. He does have an alternative plan. Remember, it wasn't God that brought curses to the earth. It was the devil. And in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if, that little word, you've got to circle those little words if when you read those in the Bibles. It's conditional. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. See, that's the opposite of pride. That's the opposite of disobedience. Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from my wicked ways, from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Darren, I believe that the land can be reclaimed from that curse. I really, truly
now,
do.
Now, would you quote that again, that 2 Chronicles 7:14?
If my people, I
now,
hope
that,
I have
that's
it.
The part I wanted you to
if
get.
If my people.
It doesn't say if the devil's crowd would straighten up and just find Jesus and get saved. God is saying, if my people will humble themselves and pray.
That's right. My people who are called by my name. Yes.
Also, he says in Hosea 4:6, my people or my children perish for lack of knowledge. One of the reasons why we give you these tape messages every month and we put them out in series and singles and everything else is to help you increase your spiritual knowledge out of the Word so you don't have to perish.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you are perishing, very honestly, just because of what Hosea 4:6 says. You're perishing for lack of knowledge. It's not that you're a bad person. It's that you're not yet informed enough in the ways of Scripture to get up and go for it.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Well, we've discussed also about curses come because of disrespect. If you speak evil of your mother or father, or if you know someone who speaks evil of mother or father, there must be learning there to change their ways. There must be prayers of deliverance because there are great consequences if mothers and fathers are not honored. And you say, well, I had a terrible mother and father. Well, you speak kindly of that office of your mother and father. And if your mother and father are still in absolute disobedience, then you stay away from them. You can stay away from them and still let them see grandchildren or see them once in a while. But we have a friend, Darren, whose mother, every time she walked into her mother's house, I mean, there are times that she had to walk in, say hello, and turn around and walk out because it was so defiled. And she stayed away from her mom. She prayed for her mom, but she stayed a distance away from her mom. And she was just on our show a little while ago, and she told of how Holy Spirit urged her to go and speak to her mom about the Lord Jesus Christ. And before this, her mother wouldn't even listen to her. And she said, you know, I believe that I am saved and I'm going to heaven after she talked to her mom. What a blessing. I believe that we need to pray for that time that Holy Spirit comes first. We cannot play Holy Spirit. He has to be there first.
You know, Barb, I'd also say this, and some of our friends and listeners to this message, their parents have already died, and they're in the graveyard, and they say, well, how can I honor my parents? Well, you can honor their memory by not talking negatively about them and not cursing them or running them down. And In fact, I have a friend here in Denver. He had a horrible past. Absolutely physical violence, fighting, cursing, swearing, blasphemy, everything else that could come up. The dad was vile to the very core of his being. But you can't get this man to say anything bad about his father because he's wise enough to say, I'm going to honor my dad. My dad wasn't perfect by far, and he shared, and every time I see him, I learn a little more about him. And sometimes he opens up and really talks, and I said, how can this man even be sane being raised by a dad like that?
That's right.
And yet he will not curse his father because he knows the scriptural principles here. I need to honor the office of my father. Mm-hmm. And he'll stop himself sometimes and say, well, I don't want to say anything bad about my dad.
And that's great because we know through the Word, and it's even in Leviticus 29, Darren, that it will come back on him. If he curses, it will come back on him.
Now, the biblical principle behind that is you're not coming against authority. Ultimately, if you come against that covering, even with a parent that wasn't perfect, you're coming really against God the Father. And there is something in all of us that says, I don't want to submit. I don't want anybody running my... I don't want anybody over me. I want to be out here and be independent and call the shots for my life. Well, that comes out of a very fleshly drive, and ultimately it will get us in trouble with our Heavenly Father.
That's right.
And if we had a difficult time respecting our earthly father and mother, we'll have a difficult time respecting Father God.
That's right. That's so true. Well, the next curse comes from idolatry, and that's when we have another God besides the one who created us. And we talked about that a little bit, Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind. So if you're focusing and obsessing about something during your day, you need to change that.